I'm Brian Turner with MyFM, and today I'm speaking with Morgan Crew. She's a registered psychotherapist and RN and the owner-operator of Morgan Crew Counseling. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, Morgan.
Oh, no, thank you. Wonderful.
The question we have today for you, Morgan, is what are the biggest misconceptions people have about mental health and accessing mental health services?
I think some of the biggest misconceptions in our area is that there's a lack of access to services and that maybe there'd be long wait times and not able to get care right away. And I think that maybe that was the case in the past, and some of the public systems have learned from that, and private systems have too. And so really, I want people to know that there are immediate places to go to get help. And it's very serious when people are in a crisis. And in our Lanark County area, we do see crisis situations. And what I really want people to know is that services like the public systems, Lanark County Mental Health, the local emergency departments do provide excellent early access to care. And so to go forth and ask for help and state your desires and your needs. And then also for a private practitioner like me, even if you prefer to go that route and you may think that you're booked up and don't have any access to see the client right away, just try. Just reach out to any one of us because we can pull strings and we can connect with other people. So I want that. And as far as wait lists go, there has been changes. So there is, there are access to either groups or online resources or even one-on-one care sooner than you might think.
When it comes to an individual identifying that they may or may not have a problem, and I know it runs the gamut, their conditions can be varied. Is there a point where they should reach out or
Well, I think I kind of think about it as two categories. There's the really severe mental illnesses that need, medical intervention and, right away to be seen by a doctor. And those would be schizophrenia and that type of a mental illness. Very serious, very important to seek medical care as soon as possible. But for other folks that have anxiety symptoms, depression symptoms, relationship challenges, parenting struggles. To me, anytime you're noticing that you're fretful or downcast or having a mood disturbance in any way, it's great to reach out. It's great to reach out and just have an assessment, have a discussion, share what's happening with the mind, body, and emotions, and just get feedback. Because a lot of what I see in clients is that they come in a crisis, and when we look at it, it was along, quite a few months before where they had started to notice things. So earlier the better, but it's never too late.
you mentioned two conditions, anxiety and depression, and we read that those are probably the two most common mental challenges that individuals face. Is that something that has changed over time, or was that always the way it was?
Well, I think that people have always struggled with, the emotions of being depressed, which are those hopeless, helpless regrets and so on. And then anxiety being fears of the future and bringing in the worst case scenarios into the present moment that aren't actually there. I think it's always been present, but we now label it and know that this feels like anxiety, this feels like depression. And we're become maybe become more intolerant now of feeling those ways and not wanting to feel that way and wanting to know why we're feeling that way. And there's lots of reasons why we feel that way. It's based on our past. Whatever's happened to us in the past, we can fall into the trap of feeling like it might happen again. That would be anxiety, or wishes that it didn't happen. And that's the depression. So I really feel like a lot of times just talking to someone about what is true depression, what is true anxiety, and that can be very natural in many cases, but slip into it being a pattern that can be halted. So we just talk about it differently now.
A lot of the work you do is in the line of prevention. And like physical problems we may have with our bodies, prevention can solve and can avoid a lot of severe conditions later on. Is that the same with the work you do?
Well, I think so because, I did work a lot with PTSD in the past. And then as I was working with a lot of clients with PTSD, I thought, like, let's prevent PTSD, And so we're going to accumulate experiences in our life, but if we regularly purge them, then we're not holding that whole container of cumulative experiences that we've had. So with clients, I want to handle what they've been through, and let's work on it and process it and settle it. But then let's shift into personal growth. And I call it personal growth because I want people to not feel like therapy is always, talking about your past and talking about upsetting, traumatic things. So I like to balance it with, okay, now where are we going, and what are the things we can implement to have the life that you're actually looking to have?
If people want to learn more about how you approach things, we've got a website, morgancrewcounseling.ca, and that would give them all the contact information and some detail on how you approach things.
Yes. My website's pretty simple and basic. And the usually when I have that first conversation with the client, I'll let them know that my style of therapy is called psychodynamic. It's a different type. It's not cognitive behavior therapy. It's a different style. It's Adlerian. We're going to do a lot of work on childhood experiences, the inner child, sort of get you back fit with who you truly are.
I can't thank you enough for the time you've given us today, Morgan. I'm hoping it will be eye-opening and mind-opening to the people listening today.
Yes, wonderful. Thank you.